Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Coffee Break Swedish, Season 1, Episode 33. Hej och välkomna till Coffee Break Swedish. Jag heter Mark.
Och jag heter Hanna.
Hur mår du, Hanna?
Jag mår bra, Mark. Hur mår du?
Jag mår också bra. I am delighted to be back with another episode and I hope you are too.
Oh, absolutely.
We're following my adventures in Sweden, my virtual adventures at least in Sweden. And today we are checking in at a hotel. So we're going to be listening to a conversation between myself and the person that works in the hotel. And then, of course, we'll go through the conversation in detail afterwards.
Låter bra.
Okej, ska vi börja?
Ja, låt oss börja.
Hej.
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum för en vecka.
Under vilket namn?
Pendleton.
Ja. Ett ögonblick. Mark Pendleton, ett dubbelrum för två personer.
Ja, precis.
Toppen. Kan jag låna ditt kort? Det kommer inte dras några pengar nu, utan ni debiteras när ni checkar ut.
Kan du repetera?
Ni betalar inget nu. Det är bara en garanti.
Okej, varsågod.
Tack. Frukost ingår och serveras mellan 7:30 på vardagar och mellan 8:30 på helger. Här har du nyckelkorten till rummet. Det är rum 342 och hissen är runt hörnet till vänster.
Tack så mycket. När måste vi checka ut?
Utcheckning sker senast klockan 12 på avresedagen.
Perfekt, tack. Ja, finns det wifi på rummet?
Absolut, det finns wifi på hela hotellet. Det ligger en liten broschyr med inloggningsuppgifter på rummet.
Tack.
Det här hotellet är förresten kontantfritt, men ni kan betala med kortet eller med telefonen överallt.
Tack, det är bra att veta.
Ingen fara. Det är bara att komma ner om ni har några frågor. Ha det så trevligt här hos oss.
Tack. So Hannah, what did you think?
Well, I'm very impressed.
I think there were a couple of things that I was thrown by, particularly in the when he started talking about taking money out of the account at that particular time.
Mm-hmm, I suspected that
a little bit unclear, but I think we got there. We definitely got there. What we will do now is go through this conversation in detail, and we'll talk through each line, each sentence, and talk about the language here, and also perhaps other ways in which someone could say these things, because I think it's all about being prepared to understand what someone might say to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we begin by the hotel receptionist saying,
"Hey, hey."
Straightforward enough. And then what did I say, Hannah?
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum för en vecka.
So, jag har bokat. We've seen this boka, to book, and then we've put a T on the end to make it the perfect tense.
Yeah, exactly. So, I have done something that is still relevant.
Jag har bokat ett rum, so it's ett rum, an ett word, för en vecka.
Ja.
So, let me hear you say a week.
En vecka.
En vecka. So, you're going up there, and I said en vecka.
Yeah, we're gonna practice, Mark. We're gonna practice.
So jag har bokat ett rum för en vecka.
Ja, jag har bokat ett rum för en vecka.
Jag har bokat ett rum för en vecka.
Jättebra.
We're getting there, okay?
Yeah. And then he says, under vilket namn?
Under vilket namn? So literally under which name?
Ja, precis.
Okay. And nam is an et word, so we say vilket.
Yes.
Okay. If it were an n word, would we use vilken?
Ja, and if it would be plural?
Vilka?
Ja.
We're getting there. Okay. So, of course, it's under the name Pendleton. And then the receptionist says?
Ja, ett ögonblick. Mark Pendleton, ett dubbelrum för två personer.
So, ja, ett ögonblick. Just a moment.
Yes.
Okay. Ögonblick literally means?
So you have an eye wink.
An eye wink, okay. Et ögonblick. And then he clarifies, et dubbel. No, help me here with the dubbel.
Oh, good.
Is that better?
I know you like your use. Et dubbel.
Et dubbel rum.
Et dubbel rum.
Et dubbel rum.
Ja, jättebra. Ett dubbelrum.
Ett dubbelrum för två personer. So for two people. A double room for two people.
Mm. And you say ja, precis.
Mm, precis. So precis. Exactly.
And this, I think you said, this is where you got a bit confused. Toppen, kan jag låna ditt kort? Det kommer inte dras några pengar nu, utan ni debiteras när ni checkar ut.
Yeah, and even when you say that, it seems lots of words run together. So can we take the first part? He said toppen, which is just like great or something.
Ja.
And then he said?
Kan jag låna ditt kort?
Kan jag låna ditt kort? So is that like, can I have a loan of your card?
Yes. And now when you say it, yes, it sounds odd. But when we say it to Swede to a Swede, it doesn't sound that weird.
So can I borrow your card?
But yeah.
He's not going to go and buy a sports car on it or something like that.
I hope not.
I don't think he'll be able to. I think it'll get refused.
So låna is to borrow something.
Okay. Can you låna ditt kort? Kort. That right?
Kort.
Kort. Little further forward in the mouth. Kort.
Yeah, perfect. Because you remember when you say kort?
It means short.
Yes. And he doesn't want to borrow your...
No. Okay. And then this tricky sentence.
Det kommer inte dras några pengar nu, utan ni debiteras när ni checkar ut.
Right. So, det kommer inte dras. So, is this like kommer att göra? Not.
Yes.
It? So it's a kind of future thing.
Yes, but inte.
Inte. So it's not, something's not going to happen. And dras, I think I've heard dra.
Dra is to pull. And if you think about this very literally, like you see it in front of you, what you do with a card. And we know that we have an, if you have an S on the end, it's passive, so something is the card is being pulled.
Yeah, so the card is will not be pulled.
Yeah.
Några pengar nu, so some money now.
So it's not going to be pulled out any money from your bank account now.
Right, so the day is not the card. It is not going to withdraw any money out from your card.
Yes.
Right. Utan, does that mean without?
Yes, normally it does. I would say here maybe instead.
Oh, right, okay. So instead, ni debiteras. So you are debited?
Mm-hmm.
När ni checkar ut, when you check out.
Yes, so money is not taken now, even if he borrows your card. But it's your card is debited when you check out.
Okay. Now, I didn't understand this first time round, and I asked, can you repeat?
Ja, absolut. I understand that. Kan du repetera?
And then he explained it in simpler sense.
Mm-hmm. Ni betalar inget nu. Det är bara en garanti.
Så, ni betalar inget nu. You don't pay anything now. Det är bara en garanti. It is just a guarantee.
Ja.
Okay, let's pause for just a moment and we'll be back to discuss the rest of this text very soon.
All the Coffee Break Swedish podcast episodes are free, but did you know there's a full online course available?
We offer video versions of the lessons, where you see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes, providing further information and additional vocabulary, and a bonus audio episode for every lesson.
To find out more about our online course, go to coffeebreakswedish.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, we're going through our conversation from checking into the hotel. So let's continue on where the receptionist gives us a little more information about the hotel.
Yes, and I think you did recognise this from when we practised before about hotels. So he says, tack, frukost ingår och serveras mellan 7:30 på vardagar och mellan 8:30 på helger.
Okay, so there we have some times. Frukost, we're talking about breakfast. Ingår, so it's included.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Och frukost.
Try it again.
Frukost.
Frukost.
Perfect.
And what did I say?
Frukost.
Frukost.
And that sounds like it's a wife diet.
Okay. Frukost.
Frukost, ja.
Frukost. Frukost ingår. Och serveras mellan 7:30 på vardagar. So it's served, that's that serveras with the S on the end again,
mm-hmm.
mellan, between 7:30, between 7:30 and 9:30.
Ja.
Halfway to 10:00
mm-hmm.
på vardagar on weekdays.
Yes, and then och mellan 8:30 på helger.
So we've got the opposite there, at the weekends, och mellan 8:30, so between 8:30 and 9:30, halfway to 11:00 on weekends.
Här har du nyckelkortet till rummet.
Okay, so here you have the key card, nyckelkorten.
Ja, precis.
Okay, till rummet.
Det är rum 342.
So it's room 342, 342.
Två.
Två, ja. Yeah. 342 and then...
Hissen är runt hörnet till vänster.
So the lift is round the corner.
Ja.
Till vänster, on the left.
Ja.
Okay, so hissen är runt hörnet till vänster. That probably doesn't sound correct, so can you give me it again?
Hissen är runt hörnet till vänster.
Hissen är runt hörnet till vänster.
Bra, bättre. Vänster.
Vänster. Okay. That's tricky. You've got to admit that. I think sometimes what I feel about Swedish is that the words themselves are not that difficult, but making them sound Swedish to me feels quite difficult.
Yeah, and I think that is the problem my students have. So we work so much on intonation because... You know, now we have quite simple grammar. We don't have that many words. Everything is hunky-dory until we start. And that's why we need to practice.
Yeah, okay. So hopefully this is helping our listeners. Let's continue on.
Tack så mycket. När måste vi checka ut?
So, tack så mycket. Thank you. När måste vi checka ut? When must we check out?
Ja, utcheckning sker senast klockan 12 på avresedagen.
Right, so we've seen avresedagen before, the departure day. And the utcheckning is the checkout sker.
That something happens.
Happens, yeah. Can you say vad sker?
Ja.
So like, what's happening, vad sker? So sker is S-K-E-R.
Yes, and it's a quite formal word. So I think the person here says that because he's a receptionist and is his job. And if somebody would say vad sker, for example, it's probably somebody in some kind of authority, I would say.
Oh, right. Okay, so you couldn't say, you know, like, what's happening, dude? because that's what I say all the time, yeah. Obviously, you know. But so it's not quite a colloquial say of, you know, what's happening, vad sker?
No, if it was you and me, Mark, as we are, we would say, vad händer?
Vad händer, that's probably what I'm thinking of then. I may be wrong in this, but I think possibly you can say vad sker in Norwegian.
Mm, yes. You are so good at Norwegian.
I don't know about that, but I think that's what sometimes confuses me. Ibland hjälper det och ibland hjälper det. Inte.
Nej.
As we heard in a previous conversation, I think. So, vad sker is a more formal thing.
Yes. So let's say a police officer was gonna is surprised and is wondering what is happening here. Then he would say vad sker här.
Vad sker här. Okay, but in kind of more informal language with your friends, and you're saying what's happening. Vad händer.
Vad händer.
Vad händer.
Ja, and then you say, perfekt, tack. Åh, finns det wifi på rummet? That very Swedish word.
Very Swedish indeed. So perfekt, tack, perfect, thank you. Finns det wifi på rummet? Is there wifi in the room?
Ja.
Okej.
Okay. Absolut, det finns wifi på hela hotellet. Det ligger en liten broschyr med inloggningsuppgifter på rummet.
That's a long word there. Inloggningsuppgifter. So absolut, det finns wifi på hela hotellet. There is wifi in the whole hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Det ligger en liten broschyr.
Ja, so the receptionist, he pronounced it broschyr.
Broschyr, okay.
When I say broschyr.
Broschyr. Oh, broschyr.
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 It's just some words. Yeah.
Right, let's hear it one more time.
Broschyr.
Broschyr.
Perfect.
That yeah, okay.
That's really good. I think for, I don't know if this is for English speakers in particular, but I know non-Swedes, it might be easier to use this broschyr.
Broschyr. Either way, it's the ear sound, broschyr. But we can say broschyr or broschyr.
Broschyr.
Broschyr. It's very tricky because when I say that, I think I'm saying what you're saying, but I'm obviously not.
No, I'm sorry, Mark, you don't. But I think this is such a difficult word because you have the R sound that is difficult in Swedish, r, and then you have the sh, and then you have the worst vowel in the world, I.
But there's also the O in there as well, which I never know how to pronounce too, so it's not got a lot going for it, this word.
Should we try again?
One more time.
Broschyr.
Broschyr.
Is that okay? Getting there, yeah.
Do you know what? I'm sure they'll understand if I ask for an et brochure. No, it's en brochure.
Yeah, I understand, you know.
Okay. So there lies a little brochure. Det ligger en liten brochure med inloggningsuppgifter with the login details.
Yes, and you know, we just love compound words. So it's not as scary as it looks. Inloggningsuppgifter.
Inloggningsuppgifter. So the login details. På rummet.
Ja, in the room.
In the room. På rummet. Okay.
And you say tack. And then he gives you some more information. Det här hotellet är förresten kontantfritt. You recognize this?
Yeah, so det här hotellet, this hotel, är förresten is, by the way, kontantfritt. So it's cash free.
Yes. Do you remember we had a long discussion about that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's Sweden for you. Men ni kan betala med kortet eller med telefonen överallt.
Okay, men ni kan betala med kortet, so, but you can pay by card, med kortet, eller med telefonen, or with the telephone, or with your mobile phone, överallt, everywhere.
Ja. Tack, det är bra att veta.
So I say thanks. Det är bra att veta. It's good to know.
Ja, precis. Ingen fara. Det är bara att komma ner om ni har några frågor.
Say that again.
Det är bara att komma ner om ni har några frågor.
Right, so you've been picking me up on my pronunciation, Hannah. There, you first time you said det är bara att komma ner, and then the second time I didn't even hear an å. So, and I'm reading it and it says det är bara att komma ner. So, what's going on there?
So, you being very formal and I just speak Swedish.
Okay, so we can say att komma, to come.
Yes.
We can say å komma.
No, I say å komma. It's just a short version of at, I guess, here.
Okay, and it's just really in kind of spoken Swedish, we'll hear that, right. Okay.
Exactly, and I think we've spoken about this before, that it can be quite difficult as a learner to know when we use att in Swedish and when we just drop it. And I think more and more people drop atts, so it gets even more complicated to learn Swedish because you're like, I know it's supposed to be an att. It's supposed to be an att there, but...
Yeah. Okay. So is it basically saying you just need to come down, komma ner?
Yes.
Om ni har några frågor, if you have any questions.
Ja. Mm-hmm. And then he says, ha det så trevligt här hos oss.
So have a lovely stay here hos oss in our house, in our place.
Yes, in our place.
Okay, good. Right, one question I have is that all the way through this, he has addressed me as ni. Is he addressing me as ni, as a formal ni, or is he speaking to me and my wife because we're both there at reception?
It could be either or, but I assume that Katrina was there.
Right.
Because it's not very common nowadays that Swedish people are that formal. I think they talked about, like, we are getting more formal again, but... it's because we had this du reform, if you remember, we talked about that long time ago. And it's about people being equal. It just sounds sometimes a bit strange when people say ni and talk about one person.
Okay, that's useful to know. I think what we'll do now is listen once again to the whole conversation. Hopefully now that we've gone through it, we'll understand more. And I'll be listening out for all these... and ooh sounds. Let's have a listen.
Hej,
jag har bokat ett rum för en vecka.
Under vilket namn?
Pendleton.
Ja, ett ögonblick. Mark Pendleton, ett dubbelrum för två personer.
Ja, precis.
Toppen. Kan jag låna ditt kort? Det kommer inte dras några pengar nu, utan ni debiteras när ni checkar ut.
Kan du repetera?
Ni betalar inget nu. Det är bara en garanti.
Okej, varsågod.
Tack. Frukost ingår och serveras mellan 7:30 på vardagar och mellan 8:30 på helger. Här har du nyckelkorten till rummet. Det är rum 342 och hissen är runt hörnet till vänster.
Tack så mycket. När måste vi checka ut?
Utcheckning sker senast klockan 12 på avresedagen.
Perfekt, tack. Finns det wifi på rummet?
Absolut, det finns wifi på hela hotellet. Det ligger en liten broschyr med inloggningsuppgifter på rummet.
Tack.
Det här hotellet är förresten kontantfritt, men ni kan betala med kortet eller med telefonen överallt.
Tack, det är bra att veta.
Ingen fara. Det är bara att komma ner om ni har några frågor. Ha det så trevligt här hos oss.
Tack. So there we have it. We hope that you've enjoyed this conversation and that it's given you the chance to practice. It's certainly given me the chance to review my vowel sounds. Hannah, have you enjoyed this episode?
I have immensely, and I'm looking forward to practice some more vowel sounds with you.
We're going to be talking about frukost.
Frukost.
Next time, because it's time for having breakfast in the hotel. But until then, don't forget you can check out our social media on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural tips, where you can also practice your Swedish along with the rest of the Coffee Break Swedish community. Just search for Coffee Break Swedish on Facebook. And of course, if you'd like to get more out of this lesson, then you can use our Coffee Break Swedish online course, which is at the Coffee Break Academy over at coffeebreakacademy.com. Hanna, tack så mycket.
Varsågod.
Och tack så mycket allihopa.
Ja, vi ses.
Hej då.
Hej då.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.